Ancast is brought to you by RightStuffAnime.com. Check out some great deals on anime, manga, merchandise, figures, and more at RightStuffAnime.com. Disclaimer. The views and opinions you hear expressed by the participants in this show are not the views of AnimeNewsNetwork.com. Sorry to let you down. Enjoy the show. Everybody, welcome to Ancast. I'm Zach Birchie. Hope is here.
Hello.
And, okay, normally around this time of year, we have holiday specials where Justin and I, like, exchange movies and anime and sort of force each other to talk about stuff we didn't see otherwise. And, you know, that's usually a lot of fun, and I love doing it. And this year, I didn't have any time to do that at all. We didn't have any time to even think about doing that.
Nope.
Yeah, so instead of that, what we're going to do is something a little different here. Hope and I have a little time here before the holidays, and I still wanted to put out a podcast. So what we're going to do is watch the rather infamous Christmas anime called Itsudate My Santa, which is available on Hulu, actually. It's in a little OVA that Funimation put out a long time ago. Bamboo Dong, famously, I believes that it is one of the worst anime she's ever seen. So this is not an endorsement. I've actually never seen it.
Me neither.
So this will be a fun surprise. We're going to watch this. It's on Hulu. You can watch along with us. So this isn't like a regular episode. The point is it's a commentary track over the OVA here. So when I'm done here, we'll go to a little message from our sponsor. And then on the other side of this, I'll give you some quick instructions on how to get started here. Without further ado, happy holidays. And let's watch Itsudate My Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
But not before this word from our sponsor. Hey, folks, you know, it's that time of year. If you're like me, you just spent the last month buying things for other people. You know, a whole month where you're spending every dime you have, all your hard-earned shekels, going out the door buying stuff for ungrateful family members and girlfriends and boyfriends. You don't even know if you got the right thing, right? What do you miss? You miss buying things for yourself. That's what you miss. That's what I miss. And you just spent a whole month buying things for other people at amazing prices. But you can't spend any money on yourself, can you? Well, you can at RightStuffAnime.com. You head on over there. The holiday sale is still going until December 27th. You're still going to get up to 95% off anime, manga, and merchandise. Pretty good prices. Pretty good prices. That holiday sale still going. You're going to get all your anime, manga, and merchandise at RightStuffAnime.com. Okay, we're back. All right, so the rules of this are pretty simple. Basically, go on Hulu, type in My Santa into the search bar. Or if you have the DVD, you can watch along at home. It was on DVD at one point. I don't know if it's still in print, but you can watch it legally. Hit the play button. I'm gonna give you a little countdown. Hit the play button. We're going to start talking. When the little Funimation logo pops up there, you will be able to hear the audio from our copy of this very faintly in the background, so you can sort of follow along. So I'm gonna give you the go signal, and we're gonna get started here. Just one second. You think that's low enough?
Yeah.
Maybe a little higher.
That's not enough. You just want people to barely be able to hear it, so.
Good enough?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll get started in 3, 2, 1, and click play. Okay, so this is a Ken Akamatsu joint, I think?
Oh, shocking.
Yeah, he is famous for having written Love Hina. Mm-hmm. which obviously I don't think has aged very well.
I wonder when people stop believing in Santa Claus. When they walk in on their parents fucking under the Christmas tree, is that when people stop believing in Santa Claus?
All right. Now it is. It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas. I shouldn't be so cynical. Let's
keep this.
Well, you know, there's already a Love Hina Christmas special.
There is. And famously, it is the best thing about Love Hina.
Yeah. I remember watching it and going, oh, that was surprisingly tolerable. And then you watch the show and it's like, oh, surprisingly, it isn't tolerable. Oh, he's an orphan. I think. Is that the implication?
So he's an orphan, and every year a box of Christmas presents was mailed to me. So he's getting Christmas presents mysteriously.
And the mailman didn't even have the decency to go, oh, this is from Santa. He's just like, no, yeah, here you go. Christmas cake.
Okay.
Wow, that's cruel.
So how is this kid going to cope with his horrible absentee parents?
I hope it's with a boobilicious Santa Claus. I don't need Santa. I don't need his 8 tiny reindeer. And I don't need his elves.
Ken Akamatsu seems like he was the biggest deal in the world in the early 2000s, and no one really cares that much now. Is that how you would characterize it? Is she propositioning him?
Apparently, Three Fats Samurai have something to do with this film.
What? Oh, man. And a shocked crowd reaction.
What?
And now she's just abusing him in public.
She's Santa Claus. So that's why she wanted to come over to his house.
Is he gonna fuck a hot Santa?
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, rock.
Is that going to happen? Is that what this is about?
I mean, I don't think he's actually going to do that. He's probably just going to, like, stare at her boobs and then ride in her magic sleigh. And then she'll get a look at his magical sack.
Come on. All right. You're just going for the lowest hanging fruit.
Look, this isn't scripted. I've never seen this before. You're just going to have to deal with the fact that I make terrible jokes and everybody else is too. Merry Christmas.
All right. So this guy's wounded past.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl, Santa Claus.
She's got to tell everybody. She can't just tell him in secret. Oh, there's a panty shot there. It was very fast. I don't want to spend a night with Santa Claus. Santa Claus is supposed to enter your house and then discreetly leave. You don't want him to stay the night.
Is this the plot of this?
Who
never had a Santa meets a girl who just claims to be Santa Claus.
I think she is, though, isn't she? I know there's magic.
This is a thin premise.
Yes. There's magic in this, so. Bonk. She whacked into his boobs.
So this is an OVA.
Oh, his name is Santa. What a man. His parents are terrible. They abandoned him, and then he, like, doesn't believe in Santa, and Santa never visits him, but they named him Santa because they're sadists.
First of all, Santa is not a totally uncommon Japanese name. Not totally.
Is it?
There's a mangaka named Santa Inoue.
Oh, I see. I suppose that's true.
I don't know if that's like a funny joke name or whatever, but as far as I understand, it's not a totally weird name. So he's claiming.
She's just begging for his candy cane. Mm. These are the jokes I have. I don't have any other. Anyway, they're still yelling at each other.
God. Oh man, he doesn't want my help, but I'm gonna hang out next to him until he's happy.
Because I believe I am Santa Claus. Man,
that's kind of an inside look. That's like a behind the scenes look at like what goes through these anime girls' heads when they're just kind of obsessively hanging out with some generic nobody like this guy.
Okay, she just performed a feat of literal magic, and he's just like, eh, fish. She has magic powers, dude. She'd give you whatever you want. Wait, what? Or just assault you. She can do that, too. Oh, no.
Oh, this is really...
quite bad.
And she's saying ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, what the fuck? Why would she do that? Just Oh, you want to stare at an idol? I'm going to cosplay and everything for you right now. Oh, no, I'm being groped.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What is happening?
She's being groped.
That was very poorly animated.
Yes.
Oops.
What? This is just like,
oh,
isn't this funny?
Oh my god!
Hey, isn't this funny and hilarious? It's so funny!
Look at that cake. Oh. Oh my god, it just keeps going. It just keeps going.
Okay, so this is a straight up just a bad anime.
Yes.
This reminds me of the crappy 90s OVAs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Real Bout High School.
Well, what year was this? This was like 2004?
Yeah, 2000, earlier 2000s.
Okay, well, that is basically the 90s.
Madcap comedy. Ha ha ha, Pedro. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, so
oh man. What is it with the 90s and like Pedro? Guy named Pedro.
Crying what? Twin waterfalls.
This isn't funny at all.
No. Well, there's a difference between funny and, not funny, and I don't really understand why anything is actually happening. Yeah, she just has, I guess, okay, so she has magical powers of word-free association. She's established that this is what her power is.
You know, like Santa Claus.
You make terrible, like, puns or shiritori sort of jokes, and stuff appears from them. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't want to go home alone. He wants to go home with this girl who, like, assaults him magically.
So, okay, all right. So this is an attempt at madcap comedy. And it's just boring and shitty.
I'm sorry.
This is very poor.
It's the holiday season. You shouldn't say words like shitty. Panties. Panties. They're panty shots from a distance, too, so it's weird. Alright, so she dumped more fish on people. Really quite terrible. Oh no, I tripped over all these fish! See, he still hasn't questioned, like, oh, you appear to have, like, strange supernatural abilities related to the Yuletide season. That sure is strange. Uh-oh, he's gonna land on some naked lady.
I think this is the boob fall.
Yeah, it's coming.
My the Santa Claus.
Oh,
she's still in training, though. Don't look at her nipples.
She doesn't have any. You're gonna hurt her feelings.
The audience would like to stare.
Funny.
Right? That's what they're assuming.
Wait, what? My true self
is a glamorous female Santa Claus.
Well, she just said that, like, her powers are weak and that's why her tits aren't bigger.
Oh, well. It's a Ken Akamatsu joint.
Yeah. You become a more powerful Santa, then you get bigger boobs.
The more powerful a Santa is, the bigger his or her boobs are. This is classic German lore.
Yeah, if you've ever seen Santa Claus, you may notice he has big old boobies, and that's because he's filled with Christmas cheer. Oh, she does have nipples. If a stranger touches Pedro...
Oh, it's like she has like this OCD relationship with the little deer Pedro. Yeah, this is textbook wacky 90s non sequitur...
Pedro's her, like, her...
anime comedy writing.
Pedro's, like, her Foucault starfish.
Hmm. Huh. What a maroon.
It's a good thing that's a turn-on for me.
I can't decide whether to call this girl stupid or have sex with her.
Maybe I'll do both.
So, this guy's whole life is just being bitter about Christmas?
Because his name is Santa. And
yeah.
Like he spends... they're out of work. Who was it that was telling... Was it a nanny that was telling him, if you're good, your parents
his grandmother.
Home? So, what'd she do that for? That's really...
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, yeah.
And his parents are literally never home. It's not like, oh, sometimes, you know, they're out for a while and we don't get to spend time together. It's like, we've not ever seen them around. Yeah. He's always alone on Christmas, apparently. They're just constantly working mysterious. Look, he looks like he's dying. I can't eat anything if my parents aren't home. I'm starving to death. But not enough to spend any time with you. We're going to leave you with Nana, who tells you that you're not good enough for Santa Claus.
I feel like the lesson of a lot of anime is raise your kids.
Yeah. Raise your kids.
Raise your kids.
Raise your kids. Raise your goddamn kids.
If only they knew that years later I would be hanging out with a magical Santa girl who's in training, so her boobs aren't so big. like that story eventually goes into that, and you're like, wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, the first
you started out with my parents were never around, and now you're at she's a Santa in training, so her boobs aren't so big.
Wait, so they shoot, they sent him a picture of. His parents sent him a picture of them standing next to a bunch of other children. Is it like, haha?
Don't you wish you were here?
We have all these other replacements. We don't need you.
We'll take literally any other child except for you. But Santa loves you.
Pants on.
No, no. That's the point is that she's just wearing an oversized men's white work shirt.
I know. I'm just saying she should put some pants
tonight
on.
She'll be with him. Mm-hmm. I'll grant your Christmas wish.
Even if my boobs aren't so big.
He never had a party with anyone on Christmas.
Yeah, that's his fault for not making friends. Sorry, Santa. Your parents, you're a grown-ass man. Your parents aren't obligated to find you friends to spend parties with on Christmas. Even like an office party or something, I don't know.
So, this is just a conceit to have, I'm a girl and I have to do anything you want.
I think so. Party, oh, panties.
Like, it's not funny, right? Like, it's not funny that she's gonna do whatever. Like, the whole point of this is just like, oh, she's hot.
Nakamatsu's name right there in
the
title.
Yeah, they put it literally in the title, because that's the way they're selling this. It's just that, like, that isn't funny. And so if you don't find, or at least I don't find it funny. And
oh,
so,
no, she can't cook, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, no. She can't cook. Unexpected turn of events.
Yeah. She's a crappy Santa.
Oh, no.
But the point of this is like, oh, he should just ask her to have sex with him, right? Isn't that kind of it? Because it's not funny. This isn't funny. So what's the point?
The point is it's supposed to be funny and it didn't work. But
yeah, but you're also supposed to be getting off to it.
Parties are so much fun. So
like
are panties.
They're constantly showing you her ass.
Even though you have no boobs, at least I am with a girl. That's a line that came out of his mouth. Oh, she wants a boyfriend. What?
So this is also predicated on like a really bad understanding of Santa Claus, right? Like this is like someone who thinks that, oh, you know, well, it, you know, let's take Santa Claus and make it like sexy and not like that's a new thing.
Oh, oh, oh.
But like, can you even imagine like a Western production that is?
Oh no, he's like the day.
Yeah, now
the
they're talking about
Christ.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Oh no. Oh man, please tell me we get anime girl Jesus Christ.
What?
You and I are really having a birthday.
This is taking all kinds of left turns. For you see.
Jesus Christ.
You're not really living until you've been saved. Yeah, this is getting weird.
A holy person with not so big boobs.
I guess I agree with you. After all, you sound like a religious person. What? Who is this guy? Everyone in this is the stupidest person ever.
Well, he was raised by his weird nana who, like, told him that Santa
right.
Claus didn't love him,
so this
he's
is,
got issues.
This is, like, developmental disorder.
Panties again. Man, they're just all about, like, showing you her panties in the most, like, not focused, barely on
camera. Well, the fan service sucks.
Oh, shit.
Like, it's not good fan service.
No. Well, it's just from a distance, her poorly drawn body occasionally shows its underwear. That's kind of the Santa happiness. That sure is
happiness.
An anime
me,
moment.
But I'm just an uninteresting nobody. Still. Oh.
Are we like 1 1/4?
We're kind of checking the time here, which maybe is a bad sign that we're doing it this early in. So this kind of thing is basically out of style at this point.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
This was sort of late 90s, early 2000s moe, kind of.
Well, I mean, it wasn't moe per se.
Well, but okay, I know that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if I could reparse that, like, cute girl anime thing.
Yeah, harem comedy. He doesn't have multiple girls in this, but apart from that, the style is exactly the same.
The stuff that they're selling based on cute girls.
Oh, no. The magical Pedro reindeer has glowed with Christmas magic. You can't make me... She literally performed magical feats in front of you. She dropped fish on you.
You can't have... Like, the entire first 15 minutes is this girl performing magic in front of this guy, and he's like, well, I'll never believe you have magic powers.
Yeah.
Like, that's just very... Like, what would it take to convince him? Because that's incredibly bad writing.
It has to be, I believe...
What?
Specifically Christmas.
She's in love with him?
Baka.
This is... This has 12 minutes left in the first episode.
What's wrong with her, indeed?
Oh, man. Are you serious?
I believe in Santa.
Holy cow.
Oh, no. The girl he likes. Christmas magic.
She loved him the whole time.
Mm-hmm. We just ignored your feelings. We're bad friends. Come party. Didn't they send him an invitation? We didn't even bother to send you an invitation to decline even once because we figured you like to be a miserable loner fuck.
This is kind of...
And they know it's his birthday, and they've celebrated without him every single year.
What?
He's... What
they had
horrible
a birth-
friend.
They had a birthday party for him and didn't invite him?
Well, no, they're just celebrating Christmas, but they knew it was his birthday, and they didn't invite him because they figured he wanted to be alone. Gah.
This is... Okay. A Christmas classic is what this is. Everyone gathers around the fireplace and watches It's a Date My Santa. And once again, they're filled with Christmas cheer as the story of a very stupid child.
And his stupid friends.
And his stupid friends.
And his stupid small boob Santa Claus.
What is she doing with this guy? My favorite guy is this guy on the far left.
The guy on the far left doing little hands.
These animation loops are pretty good. Whoa, what is happening?
He's flashing back a whole lot to save on animation.
And his vision is blurring.
Yeah. It's a treasured memory that happened a whole 10 minutes ago.
Sorry, I can't hang out at my impromptu birthday party that I wasn't invited to.
Yeah.
I have to go chase after my magical Santa Claus girlfriend.
Her boobs aren't so big, but she gave me...
She's a trainee, so her boobs aren't so big.
She gave me a kiss of happiness, and I think her reindeer named Pedro.
Because I know when I say, oh, I have a magical Santa Claus girlfriend, the expectation society has is that she has big boobs, but this one's a trainee. Mm-hmm. It's a trainee Santa.
She's got on her Santa training bra.
Please don't call the authorities. All he needed to do is... They just had this scene.
He just got to believe.
We just had this scene.
Well, no,
why did he run?
No.
Wait a minute. He ran in a fit like... Aah!
First, he ran up the hill saying there's no way he could believe her. And then he ran down the hill saying that he has to believe her. It's character development.
How does this have another episode? What else could possibly happen in the world of Itsudate My Santa?
Wasn't she going to, like, take him to the North Pole and stuff? Surely. There's no way this doesn't end up, like, with actual Christmas stuff.
Well, they're in public and there's just, like, a huge pile of gifts.
I think they just, you know, they're... excuse me. You know when they take cardboard boxes and they...
Yeah, sure, but it seems very elaborate for an outdoor display.
Right. Well, in the world of Itsudate My Santa, anything is possible. I'm gonna return your magic pearl.
Oh, they've got a kiss.
Smooch. Oh! She's gonna become a true Santa.
It's a love story that Oops. Will be told across generations. Yes!
Oh, shit! Oh, she's gonna turn into Santa Claus!
History will
Yay!
Remember.
Yay! She's Santa.
Oh, yeah, you get to see Santa. But,
oh, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Man. Wowzers. So she turns into a blonde with big tits.
And they showed her ass getting bigger, too.
Now she's more of a seven. She was kind of a 5.5 before.
God. Uh-oh, no, her personality's changed. It's like Princess Tutu, except she's a busty Santa Claus.
It's just like, but this is exactly like Princess Tutu.
Her personality changes when she turns into a
I mean, if you don't know anything about Christmas and you come into this, you're like, can we not have this conversation again?
Pedro is rather... Oh, God, Pedro ate him!
Well, we're off for some more comedic hijinks with Pedro and Santa Claus.
Pedro is supposed to be a vegetarian.
Oh, man, the run cycle on the deer. Whoa.
Wanton endangerment.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Oh, look, his little back legs are moving at a completely different tempo from his little front legs. Yeah, so her voice is like this Ojo-sama voice now because...
Yeah, she's doing the oh-ho-ho thing, right?
Because, well, now she has, like, competent Santa powers because he kissed her on the mouth.
I sneak into people's houses wearing next to nothing and leave gifts.
Better not catch me with your dad or your parents won't be there.
God.
Putting presents under the tree, dad walks in, then mom walks in, then your parents aren't together anymore.
The message here is, here you go, fatty.
I think it's just warm cheeked. I don't think it's like a fat child.
I'm joking. She was telling it to stop eating so much sweets.
Oh, Maybe she's judgmental. You know, we can't, well, we can't tell the gender of that child. Like, hold that one.
Oh, man. That chug, reindeer chug, is chug, chug, very chug. Poorly animated.
Not everybody can be, like, magically curvy, lady.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is trying
person.
To have heart.
She's just a different person now.
Yeah, this is just a different character that showed up. But she still loves him, I bet.
With big boobs.
Is he learning the truth about his parents?
Yep. They take care of sick children.
Why didn't they take care of their child?
Because they were too busy taking care of the sick children.
That's again, I don't... That's bad parenting.
Yes, it is.
You have a child.
Yeah. But they're taking care of so many sick kids, so fuck their kid.
That's
got a house.
Okay, once again, this
is... He's got a roof over his head.
No one would really forgive that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the dark secret that you find out about the philanthropist.
Yeah.
Is that they gave, like, billions of dollars to charities and, like, sick people around the world and, like, shunned their own family and refused to help them.
Right. Like, he spent literally all his time as a child and an adult alone to the point where he is clearly, like, socially stunted.
Yeah, and they fucked up a whole human being.
Yeah, and it's like, well, we took care of orphans. It's like, I'm an orphan mom and dad.
Your parents are selfless. Wait, actually, they're horribly selfish. The thing that they're selfish
they
about is helping people.
Every year, they sent one photo of them every year standing next to other children because they thought that would go over real well.
I'm delivering this line with my mouth at the maximum width it can open. Why is she just spinning?
Wait
her
a
mouth?
Minute. So he just spills.
Whee!
He just spills this incredibly vulnerable. Oh, thank you. Now my heart finally feels at peace after decades. And she's like, woo!
I'm going to spin in a circle now.
Spinning. That's the moon, you ditz.
God. That's a moon.
This is our Christmas star. That's the moon.
Mouth.
Yeah, I'm very. This is what.
Oh God, there's so many Santa.
There's like a million Santa girls, right?
But how big are their boobs?
Oh, quite big, I see.
Now there's a rivalry.
Now does he get his harem?
Oh my God! Wow.
Oh God.
Bamboo wasn't kidding. This is really bad.
Yep.
Like, how does it have part, another episode?
Not a single part of this works. Well, they have to go to the North Pole, right? Surely they're going to the North Pole. I guess she's going to come back.
There's a whole extra, like, 30 minutes of this. What could possibly be waiting for us in the second episode?
I am eager to find out.
Like, imagine if this is 26 episodes long.
I wonder when
you're like,
start...
I don't want to picture this nightmare world that you come up with.
He's like, I wonder when people stop believing in Santa Claus. It's like, could it be when they find out that Santa Claus is just a bunch of, like, busty women and not, in fact, a jolly old elf? God, his mouth.
I've never been a huge fan of Ken Akamatsu's character designs. I always thought they looked very generic. Like, distinctive, but generic somehow. Like... Mm. Like, no defining features, except they all kind of look the same.
Right.
You know? Anyway, that was Itsudate My Santa, episode 1.
A weekend with no plans. That's why you're watching Itsudate My Santa.
Yeah, this is a pretty sad excuse for entertainment.
Look, she's holding a fish. Here's characters she didn't...
This is some brilliant commentary. Someone on screen is holding a fish, and Hope says, look, she's holding a fish.
Look. I'm doing my best.
It's all right. We're almost done. It's halfway over. We're almost finished.
Right.
Look how fast this is speeding past.
She's a character that had one line, and I think was not blonde. She was brunette.
Yeah.
Maybe she was blonde.
I mean, who...
Kimochi.
Okay, I guess I know. Like, so is there a Santa outfit fetish?
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, but, like, that's your thing? Year-round Santa?
Maybe not year-round.
Do you think maybe?
I mean, lots of people do this.
Like, year-round. So, like, July, you're like, yeah, Santa girls. Yeah.
Maybe somebody just... Maybe it's a biannual thing. Like, July and December. It's like, yep, red and white fluff on my dick. That's what it is. shit.
Oh, no.
Guess she'll have to sleep on
Wait
the ground.
Wait a minute. Is episode 2 just episode 1 over again?
No.
She used up all of her power and now has to... Oh, man.
Oh, no. It's summer. Oh, what the hell?
See, she's his Santa.
Oh, no. Whatever this is, I hate it.
Okay, but I'm just saying that we've caught the premise here. The reason it's called Itsudate My Santa is because he's her Santa and she's his Santa.
Yeah.
Wait till the next episode. All right, we're going to watch episode 2. when I say start, hit play. And it should be the Funimation logo that starts. Go ahead and hit play. Play in 3, 2, 1, hit play. All right. Halfway done. Itsudate My Santa.
This would appear, from the next episode preview, this appears to be a Christmas in July type thing, because they are in swimming suits.
Yes, the as you just saw, the preview included a lowly character and swimsuits.
Oh. You know, there's lowly characters, and then she appeared to be like a human doll, like Rosen Maiden's
well,
sized
we'll figure it
person,
out.
Which is like, nope, not happening. Get that doll away from me.
Person in your heart will never be gone.
They'll just be hanging out with orphans instead of you.
Even if the farewell keeps you apart, they'll never be gone. Even if you both die, you'll always be together, but we're both dead.
Your parents just wanted to spend time with orphans instead of you.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Did you see what her boobs did?
Yeah.
We are in for a world of hurt.
So this OVA episode is so bad that it just skips right. This OVA series is so bad it just skips right to the beach episode, and then there's no more. I guess it got itself over with quickly.
Right. It's just like, okay, well, you know.
You're like, this is not over yet. We're still in this. Oh, classic Santa.
Dreams and hopes.
He got caught taking a peek, and she was like, no!
Well,
and
actually, it wasn't even that. She was just, she thought he assumed that that she had lube in her hand when it was actually, like, suntan.
Is she being arrested for beating him?
Yay!
Oh, my God! Well, you've certainly subverted my expectations. Oh, no. Maybe they're faking it.
Oh, she.
You should let them take her.
Breaking the... Oh, fuck. We didn't even get, like, a second before this thing shows up. My. Boo!
The great... Episode 2 is a beach episode that also introduces the Great Gazoo. Like, this is doing everything that a shitty TV show does. Immediately. Oh.
This is your fault, dum-dum.
Oh, man.
My.
Shally?
Dilly dally shilly shally.
They're like, hang on, we have more terrible 90s ideas that we could cram into an episode 2 of It's Date My Santa.
Oh my, indeed.
So it's not funny and it's not sexy.
My music hits me so hard. Oh, Jesus. Man, she fell.
I like how that lady fell just so you could see her boobs and her ass.
Yes, he's like, let me fall in such a way that you could see. It's like a Escher fall. So here is our bratty twin-tailed.
Are they going to have a competition of sorts?
Woman. Bet they are.
And she's gonna also want her boyfriend.
Well, I'm sure at some point she's going to go, my boobs are bigger than yours. And she's like, no, I'm just a trainee. Goose stepping, I see. What is this animation? She's not even looking at it. She's looking past her. Didn't even place those right.
Man, so if you're like us and have never seen It's a Date My Santa, can you believe that it's this bad?
I gotta admit, I was not expecting anything this bad.
This is classic, like, this is the kind of thing that would be on VHS. It would be $34.95 from Pioneer, and you'd be suspicious because that's cheap for two whole episodes of an OVA series. And that's it. Those two episodes are the only thing that were ever produced. And it's terrible garbage, but this is the kind of thing where you're like 16,
right.
And you get this, and you're like, yay, anime! And you watch this, and you're like, yeah, oh, it's all
right. It's Udate My Santa died gif right there on the running.
Oh, yeah.
It's so terrible.
Yeah. Oh, man. Someone's trying to be a superstar with this
lady.
My
has literally shown up and said, like, one line, and she's just standing there.
Man.
Oh, God. My might as well not be here. She's just like, hi, I'm a Lolita character. I'm out. I'm gonna have a Santa battle.
So I think you're supposed to like be like, this is so wacky. Like, it's so crazy. Like, I think that's what they think your reaction is gonna be.
All right, so she can only summon things that start with the letter S, and the Twin Tail Girl is making them, like, fancier versions of the thing that she summons, because I don't know why, actually. They can't even, like, draw the things appearing in real life. They just superimpose them in the sky.
Yeah.
It's like, and they're all the same size.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're just pasting.
It's just, yeah, just paste in the pictures. Oh, man.
Oh. So much of this left.
Snake and Friends?
This is probably a pun or something that they just didn't translate.
Snake and Friends.
We're supposed to find the plucky Mai to be irrepressible.
Oh no, that frog almost ate her, and then where would we be?
Man.
People might think I'm a bad person or badly drawn or something like that. Or my as my arm.
I don't know what's going on.
Head.
I don't know what's going on with my legs.
Oh, she's dead.
What is?
Is she just? Are they gonna watch her burn to death?
That would be very dark.
I was to say, well, she's inside this giant reflecting glass thing in the sunlight.
What?
I guess that's
what is the fucking point of this?
I don't
Who cares? Like, what?
Pun. Not even puns. Things that begin.
Why
with
is
the
that little girl's head so big?
Because she's like a doll. She's not even like a little girl. She's like a doll. And now she's gone.
Her head is like the size of her body.
Oh.
So now they're having a watermelon eating contest.
A watermelon disappearing into your face contest. Blink. Blink. One bite, just blink.
They train to become Santas together. Mm-hmm. That's the line that you would expect to see.
In an anime, such as this.
She passed the test, so her boobs are permanently big.
Yeah.
She's got the biggest Santa boobs.
Mai Mai is just tossing those watermelon rinds. Whoop! Whoop!
Whoop! It's like, it is... sort of one fluid motion, and the rind is just appears briefly
at the side of the screen.
The
frame, it's like,
it's not being animated that whole way. It's just appearing twice.
Yes, it flashes.
That's a few briefly. Frames of animation. They're holding the shot for a very long time. This focus just on the eating girl.
I've noticed this OVA really likes its limited animation loops. It's like, you know, normally people show limited animation loops on screen for like 3 seconds. Let's show them for 30.
Someone who's partaking. Watch and how many watermelons does she eat during that scene? She's picking up, like Fred Flintstone, the same watermelon. No. Wait, no, it's different every time. They did take care to animate that, yes.
Oh, man.
No, that doesn't make any sense. If you'll eat white nuts, you'll become a white bird. Here's a Japanese cultural reference that we didn't bother annotating at all.
Mai Mai just is here. Like, she hasn't done anything, established any character. She's just here, I guess.
Well, you're rooting for her romance to Santa. And this is a threat to that. This is a threat to that somehow.
As I say, he doesn't seem vaguely interested in the other two girls, so.
I need to go buy more watermelon for some reason.
What's the matter with Shelly? Is she a bitch?
Oh man.
No, he's back.
They're just repeating jokes.
No. And they're repeating animation. It's the same shit. Oh man.
Dear cast and staff of Itsudate My Santa, I did not enjoy your production.
Why?
Sincerely, Zach Burchie.
Oh, see, now she's slinging him around.
Oh, get it? Because in the last episode, he was the one doing this. But now, she's tough.
Uh-huh. Stop saying it in unison. Stop. Oh, man.
Did she murder all of those people?
Oh, watermelons are kind of soft on the outside. See, they're all just, you know.
Well, the fun is all here in Itsudate My Santa.
Man.
So this DVD presumably was $29.98 on release. Can you imagine paying that? Maybe it was $19.99 because it's only an hour.
Can you imagine paying $4 for such a DVD?
Actually, I bet this was... Actually, if I remember correctly, this was very cheap. Like, it was a cheap anime DVD at a time when there weren't that many of those.
Right,
so I'm pretty sure it actually didn't sell too poorly.
I think it was the case with Master Martial Arts as well.
Right, yeah. Single disc shows that they can sell for $14.95 or whatever.
Mm. Master Martial Arts is far more entertaining than this is, even though it's basically the same, like, right down to the color palette and the animation.
I would say its closest brethren, right. Maybe, is Master Martial Arts, although it's not as bad. Mm-hmm. It's not as amusing either.
Right, exactly. It doesn't have
What the fuck? What's happening? She has now they're shoehorning in a oh no, you have to say goodbye forever. You're gonna disappear on Christmas Eve.
I wonder if the voice actresses in this remember it.
They're like, that was a Tuesday.
Yeah. It's Itsudate my Tuesday, we called it.
Mm. They're really going crazy with this girl's legs. Like, they're just drawing them longer and longer and longer in every frame. Yep, almost done.
This is the halfway point, holy shit.
I know, right? Yeah, this thing drags. Oh, he got hit in the face.
With a volleyball.
Why is she worried about him?
Yeah, good question.
Wait.
She's just inexplicably in love with him. That's how it works.
Is this like a plot where she's gonna like care about him all of a sudden?
Well, no. She was like, what is it that keeps my attached to this world outside the North Pole?
Right, okay.
It's like,
right.
Oh, it must be this guy. Oh, what, you don't like my voice? You don't want to keep making this voice?
No, I'd rather you didn't.
It's a date by Santa! Oh, well, look at that bush. Oh, Christmas bush.
Christmas miracle. Whoa! Okay, again, this seems like it should be the end
of this.
She got
bit right on the bush.
This should be the end of this. Because they're all having a good time together.
Bit her on the ass. Why? What is happening? How did we get here from
what
where
is
we were earlier?
What's happening with Santa in that picture?
I don't,
also, stop,
stop
tossing her salad. She just loves salad.
I don't think that's how salad is tossed.
With your teeth?
Teeth on the cheeks? Yeah, not how it's done. Oh, shit. What is happening? This doesn't make any sense.
Why is she doing this?
I don't know. You are truly annoying, my mind.
Yep, what the fuck is going on?
And they haven't even animated the main cast. They're just standing there with their mouths open. Shot changes and they're just there.
The shot in the sauna, something was happening with the Santa girl, the brunette. Something was happening with her face. I don't know what.
Mm-hmm. Something's always happening with her face. Yes, that is exactly what that means, I guess. She's never going to know Santa's true feelings.
And so every Christmas I remembered Mai's brave sacrifice. I always, around the holidays, I look up into the sky and think, this one's for you.
Even though her boobs weren't so big, the love she brought into my life was enormous indeed.
What? So the plot is now the rival wants them, is like convinced that their love is brilliant or whatever.
Yeah, and she's trying to smush them together.
Oh, hi, Shally. That's a name.
Shally. I think it's supposed to be Shelly or Sherry or something that's actually a name. And Sherry. They landed on the one thing that's not quite a name.
I bet it was approved by the licensor, though.
Yep. It's like, sure, Shally works.
It's Christmas Eve and his birthday. Has this been a whole year with his Santa?
It's like Colin in Code Geass. Where it's like, oh, almost. Take that in one direction or the other, it's a name.
The girl is playing what appears to be a bad cell phone game.
On a console.
Or like an Undertale level.
As I say, she's playing a Halloween-themed shooter. But this is supposed to be Santa. Excuse me. One of us just needs to rip a fart right now.
No.
So it goes straight on the...
No.
I'm just saying, we gotta lighten this up. It's getting too serious in
Christmas
Town. Well,
they're just killing time at this point. Like, yeah. they've figured out, here's where the story has to move next. So they're just sitting here. She's literally repeating herself over and over and over again while this girl plays a video game.
Her sister can't even say... She's... Yeah, my mind...
They're just repeating
not,
this. She,
yeah.
Yes, we know. Yes.
My mind doesn't give a shit, and neither do we. My mind's like, oh, whatever.
You're going to deliver an impassioned speech that takes up most of the last half of the second episode.
We don't have to animate your mouth because you're facing the TV.
Man, whoever's the hands on are very badly.
Look at their forks, their little flesh colored forks.
Jeez.
Look at those hands.
Man. That is some quality control.
The quality is out of control.
What? This is a lot of melodrama.
Turn into Big Boob Santa and take him on a sleigh ride and then leave him forever. It's what's gonna happen. Unless it's not even.
Don't you realize this is all on you?
Mm-hmm.
What? Can't you believe someone you need to make happy? You believe anything? Anything, huh? Why is she invested in this shit at all?
Because they're friends, apparently.
The color of their wings changed.
Something about that white bird from earlier, I don't know. You've stated this already. You've stated this many times.
Friendship. Holiday friendship.
Touching messages of...
See, this is a feminist anime because it takes place around the...
Yeah, these characters all have agency.
Yeah, because it's about friendship being more important than romance or something. See, it's about friendship between women.
Oh my god. Did you know that Itadachi My Santa is actually the most feminist anime of the year?
Oh man.
Oh, they were separated? Where did this story come from?
Why were they forcefully separated? Oh, man, they're being forcefully separated by people in Santa suits. They should be as traumatized by Christmas as the other guy.
What? A friendship between two girls?
Quick, call in the emergency
separation.
That's
against the Santa rules. Has anyone figured out why that's against the Santa rules? No.
If it doesn't work, he's just a worthless guy.
So this is all just setting up the cliche run to the Christmas tree.
Only if he eats red nuts. I mean, he might. We don't know.
Oh my god, the tears won't stop flowing.
The tears won't stop vacillating between two frames of animation.
Can you believe the unbelievable emotional power of this climax?
Just as long as he's not the kind of guy who eats red nuts. White nuts only.
She's going to repeat the theme.
While her panties...
We know!
Panties, panties, panties. Just going to say panties for 5 minutes. I wonder if this is anybody's favorite anime.
No, it can't be.
So
there's
you say
no
that. You say that. Some of the worst movies are somebody's favorite movie. Same's true of anime. Somebody likes this.
Well, I don't doubt that people like it, that there might be people who like it, or that there are people who are sort of ambivalent towards it, like, well, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I doubt it has, like, people who are, that's my favorite anime. There's no way, like, unless it is literally the only anime they've ever seen, because
right.
Anything else would be better than this.
Yes.
With the exception of a few things, like Cyber Team and Akihabara.
Hmm. Maybe they've only seen
like
this.
If you've only seen Cyber Team and Akihabara and Itadachi My Santa and you tell me your favorite anime is Itadachi My Santa, I'll be like, okay, well that's fair.
Yeah,
that's
makes
fair.
Sense.
In the context of you, that makes sense.
Oh, it's not even forever. It's just till next year. Why were they making a big fuss out of it then?
Well, it's going to be a whole year.
But she was acting like it was forever.
I'm a bitch again.
I'm just a friend. I don't need to be hugged by you. What a line.
Oh my god. Enjoy the date with Santa with a special smile. Ugh.
No. I will only give him this garden variety forgettable smile. My, why are you in this?
Okay, looks like we had a little bit of a glitch there.
Yeah, it was just like a weird fake commercial break thing. Oh no, more transformation sequences.
Oh man, this is maybe gonna get worse.
Oh, there, yeah. No, we can't let it end. We're gonna freeze time so this episode lasts longer. Villains. Repeat the animation for the first episode? Yes!
Yeah, they're just repeating the animation again. And they go through one long last trip. Wait a minute. Does this mean we can use the stuff we animated for the first episode? It sure does.
We don't have to animate the snow either. No. Nope.
What a miracle.
Frozen. Now, to the moon with us. To our special Christmas star, which is actually the moon.
This ghost restaurant where there are no wait staff or other customers.
I was going to say, it's kind of pointless to go to a restaurant where nobody can serve you any food. What are they? How awkward is that? Do they just go? That wouldn't work either. Time has stopped. So you just like go into the restaurant, restaurant's kitchen and like pick chicken off of plates.
We'll take a ride on the poorly drawn carousel. And
sit on the carousel. It doesn't go anywhere. Like nothing would work. That mouth.
There is a tremendous amount of space when her mouth is closed.
Mouth.
When her mouth is closed, there's a huge amount of space, like, on the rest of her face. Could fit a billboard or, like, a second anime face in there.
So, will Santa Claus show up? Is he sensei? Is that who that is?
It's not goodbye. She can come back. And we all hope it happens for Itsudate My Santa 3.
Is there a... Oh.
Episode 3, which doesn't exist, thankfully.
The magic of Christmas.
No!
I'm so moved.
I want this magical experience to never end.
So we experienced so many emotions. Confusion, boredom, disgust.
Impatience.
Annoyance. More confusion. Embarrassment. It was a, you know, that is a lot of emotions, actually. It's an Itsudate My Santa inspired a lot of feelings in us today. That's disgusting, dude. Let me neg you while you leave for the year. Your body, which isn't that attractive.
You, that's your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Why are you telling her she has a toddler-like body? What does that say about you?
Well, I don't really care, so. I neg you as you leave.
Oh, wait, I just figured it out. This is someone's really shitty Oh My Goddess clone. Because this is also the end of, like, every Oh My Goddess. Whenever they, like, fake an ending, it's always this.
Mm-hmm.
Shaft of light guy crying on the ground.
Bye-bye, my.
Okay.
Lee.
Man, they are hammering this shit home.
Lee.
They've been restating this theme for the last like 20 minutes.
Oh, poink.
Did she just explode?
We gotta see her boobs and ass grow one more time.
Yep, gotta use this animation again. The touching family classic, Itsudate My Santa. So the next time you go to the mall and you go get your photo taken with Santa, you have to ask him, well, Santa, are you a trainee Santa? And that's why your boobs aren't so big?
Bye, Santa. Bye. Bye, Santa. Bye. Santa, are you gone yet? Is it over yet, Santa? A mature person. I'll come back as a mature person, so please believe in Santa Claus. That is a line. Oh my god, it's over.
And smash cut to credits. The end. Well, there it was.
I hope you all believe in the Christmas spirit now.
Itsudate My, you've now watched what I think is the only, like, exclusively Christmas-themed anime OVA out there. I am not glad to have seen that. It has done nothing for me. It's providing me that it was literally just a waste of an hour.
Hey, there's a character we never saw at all.
Yep. I bet there's a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they did a lot of designs for this that never saw the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hope, what did you think of Itsudare My Santa? Just a fart noise? That's all you have?
Yep.
All right. I'm inclined to agree. I think maybe I liked it a little bit more than you did.
Uh-huh.
I would give it more like a...
What did you like about it?
I mean, I, okay. Nothing. Maybe I didn't like it more than you did.
I liked the part where his parents abandoned him to go hang out with orphan children.
Yeah, and then that was framed as like, oh, but they're so noble. They're doing it. They've abandoned you for a good cause. Don't you understand? Like, that's such a...
Anyway. I liked the part where they ate a bunch of watermelon.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's
Hang
a
on,
coda.
We got a post-credits... We got a post-credits scene. It's a good thing we waited.
Oh, that's the other character they drew.
Oh, it turns out she will get to stay with you.
Wait, so she was in preschool? The older sister was in preschool too?
What? Wait.
This implies the older sister was in preschool. Oh, fuck it. No, no more next episodes. That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, so obviously there aren't any more episodes of this, so stop being cruel and suggesting that there should be more. Okay.
That's enough out of you, Itsudare My Santa.
Alright. I think that wraps us up. Yeah, that wraps us up for now. Thanks everyone for listening this year to Ancast. We appreciate all of you. Hope you had a good time hanging out and watching this ridiculous thing with us. We'll see you all next time. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye, my.
Okay, that's our show. The theme song is Bucharest. It's by the band The New Division. You can check them out at newdivisionmusic.com. Don't forget, subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us a rating or a review. We'd really appreciate it. And I'll see you all next week.